Any other characters or people here in Stowe who come to mind when you think over the years?
Only Henry Hastings.
Yeah, Henry Hastings.
I'm sure you heard enough of that. You don't need any more.
Well, yeah, you may have some different recollections, though, around him.
He used to walk around with a lacrosse stick over his shoulder. Did you hear that?
I haven't heard that, no.
He was a Dartmouth graduate. Very, very bright. And he'd played lacrosse at Dartmouth, and he thought that it was a wonderful game. Everybody ought to play it, so he just walked the streets with a lacrosse stick. I guess on the presumption that people are going to say, what's that? What stick you're carrying? And then he'd have a chance to tell them what lacrosse was. And now the kids are playing it.
Yeah.
He was just ahead of his time. You got any stories on Henry?
Well, who was the girl that was worked in the store? She lived down in Nebraska Valley. And Henry and who was it that worked in the Shaw's down here? Well, the two of them started arguing. Henry was always at the root of some conflict, vocal conflict.
Love to argue.
And this little clerk that we had that was probably 14 years old.
We had some little clerk?
Yeah. Oh. Tom was...
Patty Spear?
No. She worked for the education department. She was a secretary.
Oh, Sally Adams.
Sally.
Oh, yeah. She lived down in Nebraska Valley, didn't she?
Yeah. And so this morning when Henry came in and the... Dustin, I think it was.
He did what?
Dustin was in the store, and Henry came in, and they started.
He hated
arguing. They didn't get along. And the Sally, she jumped right in and said, "You two, go out on the sidewalk and have your discussion. So get out of here."
She was an aggressive little.
And if it had been me, I'd probably cowered behind the cash register.
Yeah.
All right.
Sent him out.
I used to dread seeing him come in because oftentimes people hated him so that if they happened to be there on the fountain, something might get started. And I was so glad to see him leave.
Is it because people didn't like him because he tended to stir up controversy? Is that what it was?
Yes, I think so. That was one reason. He was anti-government, especially the village government. And he hated them and anybody who sympathized with them. He hated them. And he hated the Shaws down here.
The electric department.
Hated the electric department, right. And
he
Lloyd
challenged things. He challenged things, which made the establishment cross.
Yeah. He hated the Green Mountain Inn.
Yeah.
Parker Perry.
Oh, there's a stove.
They hated him.
I heard about the controversy with the stove. Can you tell me again, just because someone doesn't hear one of the other interviews where the story is told, I think it would be nice to include that story here. The story of the stove in the back of the truck or something?
The smoky stove.
Yes. He used to... the Green Mountain Inn used to claim the sidewalk in front of their place for themselves. Of course, they had no right to.
They had the buses.
But in the fall, the talk tour buses used to come in, and they needed a lot of room to park, so they could park there and go right into the hotel. And the owner of the hotel, this is Parker Perry, he used to wait out there for the bus, and then he'd greet everybody. And Henry thought that he had a right to that parking spot, too. And so he used to park there, and Parker Perry would come out and get the hell out of here. And then Henry had a little pot-bellied stove somewhere in his truck or his car or something.
On top of it.
On top of it.
On top of it.
And he'd go into the Green Mountain Inn and steal their brochures or take their brochures, and he'd come out and he'd burn them in his little pot-bellied stove. And that Parker Perry thing just went on and on and on. I don't know how it was ever resolved. I think the police can give you a requirement to stay away from some place. What do they
like a
They have a name for it, don't they?
Yes, and I'm trying to a restrict. Oh my gosh!
You know what I mean, Ann?
Yes, I do. The
if somebody's, oftentimes they'll go.
Restraining order.
You're right. Husbands get it sometimes, don't they? Yeah.
So what, do you know where he lived or what he did for a living?
He came here from, I think, Connecticut, and he lived in Moscow. And when he first got here, he made wooden bird calls. And it was a little piece of wood, about maybe as big as your thumb, and a smaller piece of wood that fitted into it. And if you turned the small piece, you got a squeak. And he could imitate birds. He was very, very good at it. And then the Adams Company made these little wooden pieces. That was their specialty, making little wooden pieces. And so they made these little wooden pieces, and he packaged them and put them on cards, and then he'd go around like the stores, and the stores would buy a card, put it on their counter, probably 12 little bird calls. But he wasn't mentally right. He remained friends with the Adams Company. They went out of their way to be friends with him. But the other stores in town didn't like him. I went out of my way to be friendly, but I didn't really. He made me nervous.
How old was he at the time, even you remember?
He probably was around 60.
Okay.
Yeah.
That old?
Hmm?
That old. Because his little boy, how old was his boy?
Well, I don't know, maybe he was in late 50s or something like that.
Okay. So he had a son. I didn't realize he had a son.
Yeah. And
very nice wife.
Yeah. Huh.
And he had a wife. He had a wife and son when they came to Moscow, but she left and took kid with her because he was getting unbalanced. Hmm.
But then in the end, when he was really unbalanced, the son came and got him.
Oh.
Yep. So. I don't know if he was institutionalized. I think he was drinking.
Yeah.
He didn't have a home. He didn't have any money. He'd crawl into the little, down where the bed store is in the real estate agency, you know, in front of Harrison's.
Yes.
There's a little vestibule. And they didn't lock the front door in the winter, and they used to stay in there on cold nights, sleep on the floor in that little vestibule. Mm. And people didn't like that, you know, that makes you uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
what about, was there someone named Sweetie Pie?
Sweetie Pie.
Oh, brother.
Who was Sweetie Pie? What's the story of Sweetie Pie?
Well, this was back in the hippie era. Yeah.
Was he an entertainer, a musician?
Yeah. I think he played a guitar or something and sang.
Wore very little clothing.
Yeah. And all he wore was a leather.
Loincloth?
You see him on Indians.
Loincloth, yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
Loincloth, right. And some people swore there was nothing under it, and some people swore there was. I guess it was only what you wanted to see or didn't want to see. And he used to hang around. He'd sit on the steps of the memorial building. He played at the Baggy Knees. And that was an old barn that had been converted into a bar and a theater. And it's right where you turn to go into the dump.
Yep.
You knew that already.
Yep.
Right there.
The two ladies had their store in there.
Nancy Graham and
Marie Rizzo.
Marie Rizzo.
And Henry wanted to have a store there, or he did have a store. And that was what sort of how he ended up in front of the Green Mountain Inn.
That's how the controversy began.
That's right. That's about where it started, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He had that potbelly stove in that store, I believe, or wherever whatever
probably.
That building was.
Yeah. Oh, could be.
And there's some story, I think maybe Parker Perry gave him trouble for having, there was something, Helen Beckerhoff in her interview talked about it a little bit, and she explains that part of the story. But
yeah.
Huh.
You know more about it than we do.
Well, yeah, pieces, you know, yeah. But everybody has a different piece, yeah. So it's interesting to kind of string it together. But, okay, so Sweetie Pie, how old would he have been, do you think?
Oh, probably late 20s, early.
Late 20s, okay.
Around 30, probably, I'm just guessing.
How long was he here in town?
It must have been in the summer.
Oh, that's what I was trying to imagine. So it was a short span of time.
Probably 2-3 months or something like that, until it got cold and he couldn't.
But he got a lot of attention because of his dress.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
And he played the guitar, you said, at the venues.
I suspect it was. I never went to see him.
Yeah.
And he didn't play a guitar on the street. He just kind of hung out, sitting
near his place. So he'd be noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Henry also, he attached 2 little American flags to his windshield wipers. And so these things were going
back.
The 2 little flags. That was his way of attracting attention to.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
What else hadn't we covered?